Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Teresa Guyman from Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. We're going to be talking about something pretty pertinent to people in the banking world and just in the world in general. And that's going to be fraud protection. Teresa, pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Aiden. I appreciate it.
So, working in the banking world, I'm sure you're seeing lots of different fraud, especially as we move more and more into a digital age. We got phones, we got computers, lots of different ways for people to reach out and potentially have some of that information stolen. So, what are some of the common types of fraud that you guys see over at Eastern Utah?
Yeah, so we see a lot of things happening more and more every day. We see a lot of phishing scams. We see a lot of members' information getting stolen daily. We see identity theft, obviously, skimming, which is, you know, people putting skimmers on gas station pumps. They skim things that are mostly outside. So being careful with your card and, like, looking at the pumps and things like that, just making sure something's not loose is very important to make sure you're keeping your information safe.
Yeah, I always give that reader a little pull before, yes, I slide my card in there just to make sure, because
it's a good idea.
You know, it's areas where you're not going to be seeing very high surveillance. You might see a security camera or two, but outside of that, you're not going to be seeing much. So it is kind of easy for them to slide that skimmer on there and steal your information. So it's always good to kind of be vigilant about, yes, that. And one of the methods you mentioned was phishing, and that's one that, as we get more and more into the digital age, especially with cell phones and texting, is phishing.
Yes.
And that's one that really has an impact on people. And, you know, I'm ashamed to admit it, but I've fallen for a phishing scam before, and I'm sure that's an experience lots of people have had. So how can people go about recognizing these phishing scams?
Yeah, unfortunately, it happens a lot anymore. And we will never ask for your information. Obviously, we should have your account number and your phone number and your social security number. So when they start asking for things like that, be super careful with releasing any of your secure information. Anything that is a personal identifier for you is something that they look for so that they can call and spoof account or phone numbers. So that's a huge thing that they have started to do, is to spoof a number so it looks like you're calling us or that we're calling you. And so whenever you get a phone call from us, please make sure that you're being diligent in making sure that you are actually talking to us. If you ever feel nervous about anything like that, please just hang up and call us directly. That way we can verify if it was somebody from our fraud center, or if you need to talk to us directly, then we can verify that information.
And you know, that's the scary thing, especially with the rise of AI, is these calls are getting scarily similar to what you might expect from an actual fraud center call. So just kind of being vigilant, keeping those tips in mind as you go through. It's a good way to kind of keep your information safe. Now, if someone recognizes that they're on the receiving end of a phishing call, what's the best way for them to kind of go about reporting that so it doesn't happen to someone else?
Yeah, for sure. First and foremost, call us. Be aware of what you may have actually released to them so that we can, you know, take the precautions in protecting your information and making sure that we know what they have so that we can change if they had an account number or something like that. We can help, you know, make that new account or take care of the situation correctly so that they don't have any of that current information.
Now, kind of moving back to the broader world of fraud protection, what other safety tips could you give our listeners to kind of help them stay safe in this ever-evolving world?
Always use, like, two-factor authentication when you can. Use strong passwords. Contact us. Don't use links to sites that are on Facebook or Marketplace or all of those fun sites that we love every day. Make sure you're going to the valid website and not clicking on links or anything like that.
You know, it's easy to spoof a link, so it's best to go right to the direct source. Social media, as nice as it is, sometimes you can find some misleading things on there. So always best to go to the direct source. Now,
yeah,
let's move out of the more serious topic for a second. Let's talk about something fun coming up for Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's going to be the members' pool party. That's coming up on June 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Desert Wave Pool. Teresa, this is one of my favorite events for Eastern Utah Community Credit Union members, and I'm sure the employees feel the same way.
Yeah, we always have a good time. It is for members only. It is June 26th at the Desert Wave Pool from 6 to 8 p.m. You do need to have a ticket. So if you can stop by any one of our branches, we will have tickets available for you. You do need the ticket to get into the pool. There's food. They'll have prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. We love to have you out and get to see you there.
It's a super fun time. I highly recommend checking out this pool party. If you are an EUCCU member, and if you're not, I recommend getting in there, becoming one. There's a lot of benefits to doing that. Now, Teresa, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just remember to keep your information safe. Your financial safety is in your hands, and we are your partner and your protection. Stay alert, stay informed, and keep your finances secure. You can depend on us to help you keep your financial security safe.
Well, Teresa, it was a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Teresa Guybin with Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. We were talking about fraud protection. We also gave a little sneak peek at their upcoming members-only pool party. That's going to be June 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Desert Wave Pool. You can pick up tickets for that at any Eastern Utah Community Credit Union branch. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.